what's right. So much to cover here. You know, I'll just catch a couple of notes here. Tulsi Gabbard, you know, filing that lawsuit of $50 million against Hillary Clinton a couple of weeks ago over the former Secretary of State's insinuation or claim that Tulsi Gabbard was a Russian asset. Well, Gabbard says that Clinton is intimidated by her. Brian Dunn, an attorney representing Tulsi Gabbard, told the New York Post that Secret Service agents turned away a process server Tuesday when the server tried to deliver the lawsuit to Clinton's home in Chappaqua, New York, north of New York City. You know, that's not going to work for you. You can't just have your security say, nope, nope, you're going to get served. Trust me on that. Anything, Alex? Weird. At any rate, I don't think you, here's the comment from the attorney. I find it rather unbelievable that Hillary Clinton is so intimidated by Tulsi Gabbard that she won't accept service of process. But I guess here we are. So there you are. Just trying to keep up with the Tulsi Gabbard $50 million lawsuit against Hillary Clinton. And you know what? It's kind of a big deal. Let's see here. Digging deeper now, if you missed it, I wanted to share with you the focus groups from Pennsylvania. Because as all of this winds down, as all of this impeachment, and it is winding down, today's going to be an intense day. 2 hours of closing arguments for the left, 2 hours of closing arguments for the right, my understanding. And then there'll be some procedural votes and so forth. The most critical, of course, on whether or not there'll be more witnesses. And all of this plays out and wears out. And America is over it. Everybody's over it. We're ready to talk about the Super Bowl, and wouldn't it be great? Impeachment's over. The football game happens. You go to Tuesday for the State of the Union, and then Thursday, the National Prayer Breakfast, and we start to get back to normal. Well, most of us get back to normal. You never know what's going to happen to Nancy and Jerry and Adam and the clown car, but for the rest of us, we'll get back to normal. And I shared this in the first hour, but I think it's worth hearing again. And that's in Pennsylvania, CBS went and asked a focus group about what they like about the president, what they like about what's going on. Pennsylvania, obviously a critical state in his election in 2016, will be critical again in 2020. And I think CBS was pretty surprised by the responses they received from this very diverse crowd of individuals in Pennsylvania. I want you to hear it. It's bite number five. Go.
What do you like about what's happening?
Oh, I like the fact that, you know, my portfolio looks pretty nice right now. I can make my taxes next year because, you know, as time goes by, you know, cost of living does not match the cost of, you know, really living.
Right. Julia, your hand up went up too.
I would say his international policy has been bold and effective in ways that we never anticipated, getting rid of ISIS, getting rid of Soleimani, getting rid of al-Baghdadi. I mean, bold. I will tell you personally, I am a Zionist. For a president to so boldly stand for Israel is very important to me. And I'm a Christian, by the way. And finally, national security is critical for me. Strong borders.
You hear all of the things they're saying. All of the things that people talk about. And if you go out, and I go back to a David Axelrod comment from a week ago, David Axelrod, former close advisor to Barack Obama, who held a focus group in the city of Chicago here a couple of weeks ago. And the discussion went on for 80 minutes before impeachment was ever even mentioned by anybody in the focus group. 80 minutes into a conversation about the United States, its priorities, the issues facing people every day at their kitchen table, all of that, 80 minutes. And so I hear those folks, and I hear their concerns and the things that have their attention, none of which is impeachment. Here's something even more telling. As the conversation wore on, the people in the room were asked about the president. What do you like? What do you dislike? What about his temperament? What about the way he behaves and conducts himself in his tweets and his insulting comments about other people and opponents. What do you think of that? Does that bother you? I mean, how do you support that? How can you bring yourself to vote for that? Bite number six. Here's the answer. Bite six. Go.
I don't need him to be like me. I need to be safe, and I need to be able to know that my economy, for my friends, my family, is solid.
Is President Trump going to be reelected?
Yes. I think he will be.
I think he will be.
Yes. You think he will be?
Yes, I do.
Wow.
Very interesting.
Super
interesting. If you're Team Trump watching that, you're feeling pretty good. Well, you're saying, those are my people. If you're trying to remove President Trump, you're saying, I got some work to do.
If you're an opponent of President Trump, work to do? We're rooting for you, Bernie. New day in America. Bring that socialist message to the heartland, Bernie. You do that. We're looking for, in fact, I support you. I support your freedom of speech and everything that you're doing, Bernie. And we'll get to that. All right, joining me now is Congressman Tim Walberg. He's joining us from the heart of the swamp. Congressman, welcome back.
Good to be with you. And I happen to be at my wonderful home in the Onsted, Tipton, Irish Hills area. So we jumped off the plane with the president last night in Warren and came home and have a lot of stuff to do today. It was given an invitation to be at the White House summit on human trafficking today because of our efforts on that part. But we've got stuff to do back here in the district today, so we're here.
Let me ask you something, Congressman. First time on Air Force One or not?
That was my first time. I've stood at the base to greet presidents, but I've not been on the plane. And we were going to be on coming to Battle Creek, but we were there voting on something called impeachment,
right,
standing up for the president. So we missed that trip. And then we had another opportunity for Toledo, but we were voting on the War Powers Act issue. So it couldn't come on that. But yesterday we finally got that.
All right. So just from a little kid's perspective, me being the little kid, how was it?
It's an unbelievable experience to see the president in a setting where he couldn't get away from us.
If we got you, yeah, you can't run.
In fact, at one point, I thought he was going to land on my lap because we were talking about one of the key issues that I wanted personally for my district to talk to him about. And the plane took off as we were standing up, and both of us were rushed backwards along the wall of the boardroom there and found seats on the couch. And I thought he was going to land on top of me at first. I would have protected him. I promise you that.
I appreciate that. He's a big fellow, though. You know,
he's a big guy.
Yeah, he's. I mean, when I stood with him, I was surprised. You know, he's 2 inches taller than I am. I think, you know, something like that. Anyhow, do you have time to stay through the break?
I do.
All right, so let's do. But I'm fascinated, you know, and I think it's, you know, it's just something, you know, being on Air Force One, I think it's a great experience, and I think it's something we should talk about. Congressman Tim Walberg from Michigan's 7th Congressional District. He's going to hold through the break. I hope you do, too. It's the Steve Gruber Show on a Friday. We'll be right back.
You've seen the headlines. Clean water has never been more important than it is today. It's time to give yourself and your family the best home water you can. Wolverine Water is Michigan's premier manufacturer of whole home water systems and has been since 1947. Wolverine serves homeowners statewide, and they're ready to test your water for free. With everything you've heard, you need peace of mind. You need Wolverine Water in your free water test. Go to stevegruber.com and click on the Wolverine Water logo. That's stevegruber.com and click on the Wolverine Water logo.
You know, people still walk up to me and say, man, have you lost weight? I'm Steve Gruber, and I did lose weight, a lot of it. I did it with My Pure Health Solutions, formerly Nutrimost. I'm still surprised because it's been almost 2 years since I made the decision to drop the pounds. And with My Pure Health Solutions, I did it with a custom plan built just for me, and I'm so happy I did. I feel better. People tell me I look better. I lost 40 pounds. I still feel great. Find out more at GruberHealth.com. GruberHealth.com. That's GruberHealth.com. Believe me, if I could do it, so can you.
Hey, parents, do kids think you're out of touch because of the way you dress?
Yes.
Well, say hello to instant style with Fashion On. Just spray Fashion On whatever you're wearing and look cool in an instant. Turn orthopedic shoes into vintage high tops, pleated khakis into skinny jeans. Even clip-on ties become fly gold chains. Just spray, let it dry, and presto.
What about my fanny pack?
You mean your hip MP3 player?
Wow.
What about my bifocals?
You mean your hot pink shutter shades?
Hey, I can't see.
But your kids can see you, and trust me, they see fashion.
Thanks, Fashion On.
Fashion On is not available in stores because it doesn't exist. But that's okay. You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Because kids in foster care don't need perfection. They need you. For more information on how you can adopt, go to AdoptUsKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt Us Kids, and the Ad Council.